Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we are talking about how to have your best year yet with these 7 life-changing tips. The first one is to quit soda. If you are drinking soda and you drink it on a regular basis, just changing this one habit will change so much for you. Number two is to apply intermittent fasting. You're interested in taking your health, your fitness, your wellness to the next level. This is a fantastic thing to start applying right away. Basically what it is, extending your fasting window every day and shortening your feeding or eating window every day to anywhere between 8 to 10 hours, sometimes less. Some people can handle less. They can eat everything that they need for the day in 4 to 6 hours. Since the liver only stores so much glucose, once those stores are depleted, then it can turn to fat, you know, your fat stores, and use that as energy instead. So the way that you can apply intermittent fasting is by either eating breakfast later or eating dinner earlier, and then gradually reducing that eating window to, like I said, that 8 to 10 hour time. So the idea is not to necessarily eat less calories throughout the day. It is just to eat those calories in a smaller time frame so that your body is in a fasting state longer on a regular basis. At first, this is going to be tougher, but it does get easier after a few days or weeks. It depends on your particular circumstances and a lot of other factors. Third thing we can do to make this year really life-changing is to sleep more. It's really no secret that so many of us are sleep deprived. So many people today are not getting enough sleep. It affects your vulnerability to getting sick, developing chronic diseases. It goes so much more beyond the scope of just feeling tired. It's something that you just can't catch up on. Sleep. Lost sleep is just lost forever. And another thing that skimping on sleep does affect majorly is your hormones. And without your hormones being in check and being where they should be, you're going to have a much more difficult time losing weight and losing fat and focusing and just doing the other things that you want to do in life. Really do your best to get a little more sleep. Even if it means skipping out on your Netflix binges for a while, your shows can wait. Your sleep is more important. Four is to eat more healthy fats and fiber. As we have gone over in a previous episode, actually in a couple of other episodes, eating healthy fats is so beneficial for you. It's good for your brain. It's good for your fat loss. And you're just going to feel more satisfied and fuller longer. Five is to eat quality protein. Yes, protein is very important. It is an essential building block in our bodies for so many functions. But you don't need to be chugging protein drinks. You just don't. There's really no need for it. It's so much better to get a little less protein, but to get it from high quality, real food sources. The sixth tip is to intentionally practice gratitude. As we've covered in a previous episode about the number one stress reliever, gratitude can really help get our minds and even our bodies back on track and focused on the positive, on what is good in our lives, instead of letting all of the distractions and the negative things and the challenges, the obstacles that come up in life keep us from living the purposeful life that we want to live. Try writing down 7 things every day that you're grateful for, as specific as possible. The more specific, the better. Number 7 is to meditate at least 5 minutes a day. This is another great stress reliever. Find as quiet of a place as you can. Focus on your breath, deep, deep breaths in and out. And any thoughts that come to your mind, just release them. Just let them go. Don't dwell on them. Notice that they're coming and going, but let go of every thought. Just focus on that moment and your breath in that moment, breathing in and breathing out, and what sensations you feel in or on your body, the fabric on your skin, the sensation in your lungs as you're exhaling and inhaling. It just allows you to release tension and release the thoughts that are constantly flooding your mind. So again, to recap on the 7 life-changing tips you can do to get your best year yet. 1, quit soda. 2, apply intermittent fasting. 3, sleep more. 4, eat more healthy fats and fiber. 5, eat quality protein. 6, intentionally practice gratitude. And 7, meditate at least 5 minutes a day. That's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.